Okay, so there's not a lot of musicians we'd fade out the Rolling Stones for, but two of them are in the studio right now, Chris Gillis and Gordon Thorne. Welcome, you guys.
Great to be here.
Thanks for coming.
I have to ask, is that a piano forte that you've got there, Chris?
No, it's just a forte, actually.
That is your forte, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, gang, this is a different atmosphere than we had with the classical musicians. They were very relaxed and fun, too, but they were playing instruments made 200 years ago. You know, or they weren't playing them here, but they're going
music,
to be playing
yeah.
They're going to be playing them. So this is cool that we're coming now to a much more modern scene. And, Gordon, yeah, I don't even recognize
our music
him
is
more.
Really modern. Especially Gordon's. Yeah.
So Gordon's on guitar.
The modern sounds of yesterday today.
That's right. Uh-huh. Chris is on keyboard. And one of the reasons you're here is because you were playing tonight at Cascade Pub.
Yeah.
Correct. 7:30-ish?
7:30-ish, yeah.
These two guys, yeah.
Yes.
These two guys are playing tonight. And
little
then
piano
Chris
guitar
is,
thing.
Little piano guitar.
there's an old American tradition. Is it piano guitar?
Are there a lot of tunes written for a piano guitar?
Oh, lots of stuff. I mean, Black Bob and Big Bill.
Oh, yeah?
George Tom Dorsey and Tampa Red. Charlie Spann and Blind Blake. They all played duet.
You got all the names, man.
Scrapper Blackwell and Leroy Carr.
Scrapper Blackwell. See? You got all the names, man.
That's a great name. Do you think we should just start off right away and play something?
Yeah, let's play a tune, man.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What is
it? I like the way you started that thing.
You like
man.
That?
Uh-huh. My vest, because tonight I'm gonna look my best. Lulu's back in town, got to get a half a buck somewhere, got to shine my shoes and slick my hair, gotta get myself a boutonniere, because Lulu's back in town. You can tell all my pets, all my Harlem croquettes, Mr. Oldest regrets that he won't be around. You can tell the mailman not to call. I ain't coming home until the fall. I might not get home at all.
Gordon Thorne and Chris Gillis here on the Roadhouse. Very nice.
I knew Lulu would be back in town when Chris got here.
Careful now.
Well, that was lots of fun.
You don't have the headsets on. Is that okay? I mean, you can hear.
All right.
You're good.
El fresco.
Yeah,
we're fresco.
Switching mics around here so we can pick up the piano a little bit better.
So Chris, you're living in the cities? Is that right? Or
No. Vienna, Virginia. No. Right outside Washington, D.C.
East Coast. I missed a move. Okay.
Yeah, I missed a move. They come and go. It seemed to be about 2 years.
Wow.
Just the way that it is.
Yeah. Okay. So, what I was going to get at was, how often do you and Gordon get to play together?
Once a year.
Once a year.
This is it.
That was rehearsal. That was dress rehearsal right there.
Anne's back in town too, right? I mean, she's in the cities.
Twin Cities. Yeah. coming up Sunday for my little soiree, the Spring Fling.
Oh,
yeah, tell us about that.
Playhouse.
Tell us about that, please.
It's going to be just a barrel of monkeys.
And it's Sunday night.
Yeah, Sunday night, 7:30.
Betsy Bones, What's Upstairs?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. We got a little horn section going. Liz Sievertson and Eric Connor are going to play saxophones. I'm going to blow a little trumpet with them. We got a really diverse list of goodies for you as far as music goes.
How did you arrange all that? I mean, you do that all with the internet? I mean, or you're on the phone? Or I mean,
yeah,
how do you put it together?
All of the above. Yeah.
That's going to be fun. Yeah. And you mentioned a few surprise guests off the air.
Well, no surprise anymore because it's on the poster.
Okay.
Billy Blackwell of the Grand Portage Band. Mm-hmm. And I and Tom June. And Fritz Sabania, I'm not going to go tell too many details of this story, but we're going to recreate a moment from 40 years ago where we were all sitting around the campfire, so to speak, singing Geronimo's Cadillac, this cool Hoyt Axton tune. And we're gonna sing that all together on stage. It's gonna be a hoot. Yeah.
Well, we were talking before we went on, too, about Tom, and now that I think Fritz as well dates back to the Chicago Bay Cafe days of Chris Gillis's history.
Absolutely, yeah.
And anybody who remembers the Chicago Bay Cafe, which is now something completely different up there, will remember the musicians would come out of the kitchen and start playing when you're having dinner.
That would be Tom, yes.
Uh-huh. And you too.
Yeah.
And Fritz. Yeah, so.
Sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. It was fun, yeah.
That's great. Gordon, are you with that crowd on Sunday too?
No, I'm not. I'm playing down at Tom Christensen's.
That's a wise decision.
I'm playing at Tom Christensen's on Sunday.
Okay.
At the
Q Art
demonstration at the Last Chance. And
fabricating
joint.
It's
there.
It's impossible to do everything in this county. That's the problem.
So much going on, really.
It's amazing.
There is a lot going on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this weekend. Good weekend for that kind of thing. Well, let's hear some more, as long as you've dragged your instruments in here.
What do you got? I'm going to follow you and do something.
All right, let's try this. Let's try a little Big Bill thing.
This ain't, they put the last clean white shirt on my brother Bill, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay, that's another one. Then.
That's
okay.
Another one. This one I just got a funny, the turnaround just kind of goes. Just holds the one.
Huh?
Yep. Yeah. Okay, it's called, it's called My Big Money. It's kind of like a little, It Hurts Me Too type of thing. Sleep for dreaming, I'm all alone. Oh baby, when I had big money, I had everything going my way. I bought a paper, I had it read. I had my breakfast brought to my bed. Oh, baby, when I had big money, I had everything going my way. My big money too many good friends to spend it on. Baby, where I had big money, I had everything going my way. Take it slow. Uncle Sam might need me to fight some more. Oh, baby, when I had big money, I had everything going my way.
All right.
I assume very nice.
Big Bill Brunsey.
Big Bill Brunsey. I wonder if he had big money.
I'm sure he did every once in a while. He had big money. A lot of different times.
And if you just joined us, that's Chris Gillis and Gordon Thorne playing here in Studio A.
I don't think he died with big money, though.
Yeah, well, it didn't sound like it from that that tune, at least at the time he wrote the tune.
Yeah.
I got one for you in G.
Okay.
I love you, baby, from A to Z. But something worrying about you worrying me. Sometimes you love me and sometimes you don't. Today you love me and tomorrow you won't. You're so swell, baby, when you're well. You're so swell, baby, when you're well. You're so swell, baby, when you're well. Just don't they know why. Too. You love ain't ever gonna smile on you. You pace the floor, honey, you sit and cry. You pull out your head and then you wonder why. Yeah, so swell, baby, when you're well. You so swell, baby, when you're well. You so swell, baby, when you're well. You just been sick so long. Thank you. you let me down. Give me a little smile and then you change to frown. If you love me the way you say you do, how could you love me after what you put me through? Oh, baby, when you will. You're so swell, baby, when you will. You're so swell, baby, when you will. You just been sick so long. You just been sick so long. You just been sick so long. Yeah, so long. So long. Yes, yeah, so long. Yes, yes, so long. That's a James Booker tune.
That
James
was lovely. Mm-hmm. I like that.
You how many tunes do you have in your book there, Chris? How many 100. James Book? 100.
100.
100. 100.
How many you got here?
50.
50. So you got 150 between
150
you.
Between us.
And how late are you going to play tonight?
150.
Late.
Good.
Yeah, it's going to be late.
Late.
150 is going to be
I hope
a
so.
Long time.
I'm not sure there's going to be enough room in the pub for all those people I hear are going to show up.
That'd be awesome. Interesting.
Yeah, that's great. So, so you are here. Are you here for the summer or are you just visiting? You're just visiting this weekend. Okay.
And not only that, but
all next week.
He didn't spend the winter here either.
No.
You can just
lucky man. Can you get closer to your mic?
Early.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got nothing to respond to, so I'm leaning back away from the microphone. No, I did not spend the winter
here. Yeah.
How do you like the Washington area?
It's there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
You talk about a lot going on in Grand Marais. You can only imagine.
I lived there for a while. I loved it.
Yeah. Traffic is crazy. Yeah. I didn't know what traffic was till I moved to Northern Virginia, right outside the D.C. line.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a
whole
beltway?
Different
that
animal.
Like, they call it the beltway out there?
Yeah, there's a beltway that runs around. There's a beltway, all right. You know when yours is too tight and it just didn't feel right? That's the beltway, man, out there.
Well, someday you'll come back here maybe for a little more extended
You might be surprised, how soon that
I'm expecting
might be
that.
I'm sure we would like that.
Mm-hmm,
be
mm-hmm.
able to hear
and
you
I
play more
on
often.
I'm coming back for Radio Waves.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
All right.
Yeah.
That's our festival in September
you
that the radio
here.
Station puts on.
You played last year with a couple of groups, didn't you?
Yeah. I had a blast. Played with the Sievertones gang and with the Carpenter Ants and with Gordon.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Good.
Yeah.
Glad
is that how you guys hooked up or have you played together other
first
times?
The first time we played together, I think we were at Papa Charlie's. We were like two guys working a different shift that were meeting at the time.
You were opera ski from 3:30 to 5, and I was cocktail piano from 5 to 7.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then we said, well, let's just do we'll take an hour of each set. You know, so I would play for an hour, and Chris would show up a little early. We'd play for a couple hours, and he'd finish it off. That was how we kind of got going, as I remember. Something like that.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
It was fun.
Cool. Well, could we hear, I know you have to take off, but could we hear one more at least?
Let's do one. Okay, let's try this. Let's
fancy stuff.
I got raw bricks in my pillow, baby. My head can't rest no more. I got bricks in my pillow, baby. My head can't rest no more. I got a spider on my wall and a black snake on my floor. I got mud in my water, mama, and it's drifting in my tea. Ah,
in my water, baby, and it's drifting in my tea. I got bugs in my bed.
Bugs in my bed.
Woo! They keeps on biting me. I got grounds in my coffee. Big boll weevils in my meal. I got these grounds in my coffee, baby. Woo! Boll weevils in my meal. Some tacks in my shoe. All day sticking in my heel. And I got holes in my pockets. Great big patches on my pants. I got these holes in my pockets, mama. Woo! And big patches on my pants. Chris, baby, I'm behind in my house rent, and still they want it in advance. Oh yeah, I feel like walking, baby. Then again, I feel like laying down. Yeah, I feel like walking, Chrissy. Woo, and I feel like laying down. I feel like getting drunk, oh, but there ain't no whiskey round. Oh, I hear that train a-coming, and I hear that whistle blow. I hear that train a-coming, mama, and I hear that whistle blow. I feel like leaving, but I got nowhere to go.
Oh man, what poor soul wrote that?
Sounds rough shape, huh, Dick?
What does the train symbolize in that piece?
It's got to be moving on, you know.
But he's not able to get on it.
That was like a compilation of every blues problem there
is.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you know. Exactly.
Blues problem.
How do you stay so upbeat there singing those songs? He's got a smile on his face.
He's got a worse singing.
Oh, that was lots of fun. Do you have to take off?
I'm going
to
take off.
All
Chris
right.
might play another one, but I'm going to hit the road.
All right, Chris,
thanks
can you
for
stay
having
and play?
Me, Ann,
thanks for coming, you. Gordon. Appreciate
See
it.
And anybody that wants to come down to the Cascade, come on down, and we'll have lots of fun tonight.
All right. Thank you. And Chris, we're gonna keep you here for one more.
Okay.
What would you like to play?
Well, gosh, I'm just poking around here.
All right, I'll take care of a little business here then.
Yeah,
okay? I do.
Chris is poking through his book here, trying to decide what to play. We should let you know that.
Good.
Chris, are you ready?
I'm getting there.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, he's gonna play something right away.
Splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night. Rubber dove, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was alright. Well, I stepped out the tub and put my feet on the floor. Opened the door and then I opened the door. Then the splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there's a party going on? So splishing and a splashing, I was a reeling with the feeling, rocking and a rolling, moving and a moving and a grooving. Bing bang, I saw the whole gang dancing on my living room rug, yeah. Yeah, flip flop and they was doing a bop. All the and there was lollipop with a baggy suit. Even I nailed that too. Until I splish splash, I forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on. I was a rolling and a strolling. I was a reeling with a feeling. I was a moving and a grooving. Ha! Ha! Wood is splashing and a drooving.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Wow. Such an elegant ending to that.
It was elegant. You know, who wrote that song?
Bobby Darin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I knew it was from that era.
He popularized it. Did he write it as well?
In
fact, he probably didn't, but he's the guy who made it.
Yeah.
Right, so okay.
We all know.
And it was somebody from them, but couldn't remember. Yeah. That was lovely. So are you guys going to do any solo stuff tonight, or are you going to play all together the whole time?
So we'll probably each do a little bit of this. I brought my cornet too.
Oh.
So there's gonna be a little trumpet.
I called it a trumpet. It's a cornet.
It's close enough for jazz.
What's the difference between
actually, if you're talking about jazz, it's not close.
What's the difference between a cornet and a trumpet for the uninitiated?
A cornet's generally a smaller instrument and a little more mellow instrument.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's just a small trumpet.
Trumpet is bolder and sharper.
But it's the same tubular
same kind of
instrument with the same keys.
Right. Brass looks shiny.
Part of the horn section.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Are you done?
I'm
all right.
when your guest steps up, stands up, then you know that he's ready to leave. Thank you so much for coming in
Thanks
and playing. It was really fun.
Yeah.